Fellow Freedom fans, you're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Now let's go to our pre-recorded broadcast. Today we're going to be talking about those rights, those wrongs. How are you folks? Got another new week here on Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show at Preservative Talk Radio. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Would love it if you would do that. I was having a discussion with some high schoolers there on Friday, or I guess it was Thursday, and we talked about these retained, all these rights in the U.S. Constitution that haven't been given to the United States or to the states respectively, are retained by the people. Then there's this other provision that says that those things that are not specifically or expressly enumerated herein, those rights, they're reserved to the people. Now, what are they? What are those rights? Today we're going to be talking about that. It's not in-flight entertainment. It's obviously troubling. There's things in the news right now. Over the weekend, lots of battles between the state of Israel and the people of Gaza. Hamas. Hamas, I just got to remind folks, is an organization that is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. You hear of the claim of the political faction called the Muslim Brotherhood taking power in Egypt. Well, I'm going to go to a definition here. Islamic Resistant Movement is an acronym for the zeal of the Islamic Resistant Movement. That's what Hamas is, a Palestinian Islamic fundamentalist organization founded in 1987 during the Intifada. It seeks to establish an Islamic state in Israel, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. It says it's an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. It operates mosques, schools, clinics, social programs, but it's best known in the West for its military wing, which has carried out numerous terrorist attacks on Israel. You could go into a lot more, you could look that up. Let me just tell you what Hamas is. There's a couple of things. One is obviously the people in that area would like to have some autonomy with regard to their government, but they're in particular bent on eliminating Israel. Killing Jews. I mean, that is really their primary purpose. Secondarily, they needed to remind each other, I did read their Hamas covenant, that it would be important that the people of Islam actually take care of themselves. Because one of the things that Hamas was doing was standing against Western Christian organization, who as a matter of love toward their neighbor, as a matter of their innate stimulus of their Christianity was to love those of that country and actually minister to their physical need. Well, Hamas is against those Western Christians, but then they're pointing out that, hey, you know, they're the only guys actually out here doing social ministry or ministry to our society where it's needed. So there was a call by Hamas, particularly in their covenant, that it would wake up the people of Islam in that community, that Muslim Brotherhood, that they should be doing the things that the Christians do as a matter of their nature. Something to think about. So that's their purpose, is to kill Israel. So this whole conflict we're dealing with this last week has been retaliation to Israel's strike on one of the head of their military, Hamas military. And they're shooting indiscriminately. Now, this is the tough part. It's going to sound like I'm just let's just see what I say here. One of the things that you're seeing is Hamas is shooting indiscriminately into Israel. They're taking rockets and just shooting them into who knows where, like the bombing that Hitler did with his rockets into London. It's literally a terror weapon because it's who knows who it will hit. It's targeting an entire people. There's a lot of complaints because there's been a significant number of people have died. Over 100 people have died, some children, in the areas of Gaza. And look what it's been from. It's been from targeted attacks by Israel. Israel is very deliberately targeting Hamas military control centers, things like that, that just so happen, obviously, now that we see the collateral damage to hitting those very specific targets that the collateral damage is civilians. So they're putting, they're certainly not separating their military operations from the civilian population, are they? So there's kind of a something that's happening in the news that most people are going to be against Israel for the number of people dying. It's a cause and effect right now. What's happening is you're seeing a lot of indiscriminate strikes from Hamas that are hitting almost no one. So it's extremely ineffective. It's a terror weapon, and it's not bearing any fruit. So it's not that Israel's the bad guys. It's just called maybe they're just more effective. And the fact that the Hamas military are putting their military right smack in the middle of the place where people live. So it's a very troubling thing. It looks like it's going to escalate into something bad, but that's something to think about. The number here is toll-free, 888-248-2046, 888-248-2046. By the way, you're not going to hear the same comments on the mainstream media you're going to hear. It's not that we're hateful, right-wing, whatever. I'm just looking at it objectively. It's what's happening. Here we go. Now, here's something I wanted to do because Liberty Works Radio Network has called me to be educational. So what I'm going to do is those in the academic world and those who have been exposed to academia and who have come up in the education system within the United States, it turns out that you have been getting a full dose of Kool-Aid. Now, you can say, oh, you're a nut. No, really, check the facts. You've been getting a full dose of Kool-Aid. Now, you think you're enlightened, you've done well, you get along with your professors, and y'all just smirk at one another about amazingly just how intelligent you are and intellectual. It could be that they've been giving you a dose of Kool-Aid. So what we're going to do here, and I don't mean to blast the name of Kool-Aid, that's kind of the, it's kind of a flippant term used, actually going back to a tragic event in Jonestown, a place they called in Guyana, where this guy, what was his name? I can't even remember his name. I remember his face. But he led a bunch of people into a religious cult and somehow convinced them it was imperative for them to kill it themselves. It's very weird. And it was a Kool-Aid that they drank. But it just turns out that, folks, our education system very well may be lying to you. So you haven't been getting the things that those with a sound mind were getting in their education 250 years ago. Very healthy stuff. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to actually read some of the things that James Madison was reading, George Washington was reading, John Adams was reading. I mean, they're really neat people. They really were. So I'm going to read straight from Sir William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England in his first book, the first chapter. It was called Of the Absolute Rights of Individuals. I posed a question to some teenagers, some seniors in high school, juniors in high school. I said, these rights that are retained, you know, you got that silly little constitution thing. It mentions these rights that are retained. What are they? How do we find out where they are? Where are those rights? Well, because they've been through a class, I think this was the 10th week, some of them actually had some answers. I asked some, what's the First Amendment? They'd already done their, this is just where the heads of our people are, our young people. They'd already done their study assignment on the Bill of Rights. And when I asked them what the First Amendment was, they had trouble saying. So we're going to see what happens on test day. So I asked, where are those rights from? And they didn't know. Some of them realized that, well, commentaries, things that the founders were reading, there was probably something available that would let you know what your rights were. Well, that's what we're going to tell you here. This is Preservative Talk Radio. We're going to tell you things, yet you will, again, ring true to you, because innately you'll go, that's so true. How come nobody's ever told me this? Oh, my God. You mean they knew this stuff 250 years ago? Yeah. I mean, it caused them to radically change their entire government system deliberately. Here's from Blackstone's commentaries of the Absolute Rights of Individuals. If you get his book, it'll be page 118. Now, as municipal law is a what is municipal law? You'd have to read the background there. He talked about different levels of law. Municipal law would be equivalent to what some have termed as positive law. That would be the acts of your legislature. That's actually a very low level on the hierarchy of law, municipal law. That's the local stuff. That's the stuff that's not necessarily right or wrong. It's just how you're going to manage the operation of your community and things that God is indifferent to. You know, it's not in the Ten Commandments. So, you know, but you're making rules. So that's municipal law. Now, but also municipal law is the local government holding people accountable for those things that are ultimately violate the Ten Commandments and their offenses toward their neighbor and society. So as he goes on to say, now as municipal law is a rule of civil conduct, commanding what is right and prohibiting what is wrong. Isn't that something that your local positive law is commanding what is right, prohibiting what is wrong? It follows that the, now watch this, it seems so simple, but he actually typed this, he wrote this out, put it in typeset and printed it. The primary and principal objects of the law are, listen to this, rights and wrongs. The principal objects of the law are rights and wrongs. It seems like it ought to be a no-brainer. But we hear about people claiming their rights. Before you can claim a right, it has to be a right. It must be a right thing. It must be a thing that is right. It cannot be a thing that is wrong to claim as a right. You don't have the right to do wrong because doing a wrong is not right. There's got to be a catchy way I can turn that into a song or a jingle or something. It follows that the primary and principal objects of the laws are rights and wrongs. So if you've got somebody, I'll give you an example. California, we're going to be cutting to a break right now. I just saw in the news that California, San Francisco is up in arms because one of the city council members is proposing an ordinance that prohibits people from running around naked in the streets in San Francisco, that they were supposed to cover their genitalia and their, let's say, Rumpelstiltskin, okay, their backside in public, unless it's during a festival or parade. It's sick. It's just amazingly sick what's going on in San Francisco. It's lawless. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Hello? Those are wrong things. And we're going to be talking about this. How do you express? What are things that if you want to run around naked, where can you do it lawfully? There's a lawful place you can do that stuff where it might not be a wrong, or at least not a public wrong. But what you do in private, you'll be ultimately held accountable to. So we're going to come back and talk about this. What are rights? What are wrongs? The elementary principles, the things that the founders were reading and they didn't feel like they needed to explain to anybody. Now we haven't got a clue what things are. David Allen Carmichael here. This is my, yes, commercial talk radio, but I call it the Faith and Freedom Show. I say our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. We explain that as we go. I call it preservative talk radio. Sometimes you throw out a little salt, might make a wound burn a little bit, but nonetheless, it preserves. A little preservative talk radio. So I'd also like you to take note of the fact that it's Liberty Works Radio Networks providing this opportunity for us to address you, and also Copperhead Radio and its affiliates. So David Allen Carmichael will be back